Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show, second half hour of hour number one on this Tuesday, June 25th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We put those markers in for the podcast. Make sure you're listening to the right date and hour to get the information you want to hear. Greatly appreciate you guys using the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Every half hour is there. Open it. You'll hear the intro music. And then you'll hear the date and time. Make sure it's the right one you're looking for. I'm going to continue on real quick here with this rest of my day. Actually, in an hour. I might be able to finish it up. No, it'll be the last segment. It'll be the last segment of this half hour. Why? Is because I have a guest I want to bring into the show. Somebody that I would like you to consider voting for. For County Commissioner in Sheboygan County District 2, Robert Heikkinen. He's going to be joining us here shortly. I was having some technical difficulties with this Skype program, adding him into the show. So we'll try this here. We'll hit dial, and we'll try again. For some reason, it wasn't able to connect with you, Robert. So I appreciate you being patient with me. And let's see if this works this time. 989-4346. Okay, got it. Let's give him a call and see if we can get him into the show this way. Great. Appreciate you guys standing by, being available. If we're having technical difficulties adding you into the show today, just be patient. We greatly appreciate it. Robert, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I wanted to have you on the show today. Apologize, during that last segment we were scheduled for, my Skype board wasn't allowing me to make any phone calls. So I had to change my settings during the bottom of the hour break, and I appreciate you coming on the show. Robert, you've been listening to the show for how long?
3 years.
Whoops, we're getting some background noise. Do you have the radio playing in the background or anything?
Way in the background, but I don't know if it's any better.
Yes, much better. Absolutely. Got you now full time. How long have you been listening to the show?
For 3 years.
3 years?
Yes, sir.
And after listening to the show and hearing all the guests and the interviews and the candidates and politicians and all the things we talk about on this show, when I put the call to action out to ask Patriots to step up and run for office, put their name on the ballot, why were you compelled to do it after your retirement and all the things you've done over your life?
Because I want more for Sheboygan. And our current commissioner, Mr. Sangster, he's a great guy. He served as the mayor. He's got nothing but good to say about him. But, Randy, I want more. I want more for Sheboygan, and I think I can deliver on that promise.
When you say more, what kind of more are you referring to, Robert?
Well, for example, we had this horrible paper mill fire on or about September 13th of last year.
Right. Made the headlines. Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody covered it. Yep.
Absolutely. And not only am I waiting with bated breath to hear the final results of the fire marshal's investigation, but our water infrastructure took a direct hit as a result of that. How do I say that? It's evidenced by all the water main breaks that were in this city.
Well, now,
we need.
I want to interrupt you on that point. Technically, I believe, wasn't that within the city limits of Sheboygan?
Yes.
Okay. And you're running for county commissioner. And one of my questions is, I want to tee you up for this because I want people to understand this. You're mentioning this on the campaign trail. You're talking to people about your candidacy. You're using this as an example. And this is the same thing I'm dealing with in City of Gaylord, Otsego County Commissioners, doing nothing over the screwing that they've just given to Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig regarding his big music festival. My point is this, though. There is a role for a county commissioner to play to interact with the local city because basically DPW, the roads, there's all kinds of issues that happen within the city that a county commissioner can have influence with. This is exactly what you're talking about.
Well, the second district is, in fact, the city of Sheboygan.
Exactly, the whole city.
Yes. I want to know why we don't have more effective grant writing. Now, I have a proven grant writer on my staff that's advising me along with an attorney. And I just think that we need more. We can get more. The city administration is doing everything that they can. But I want more for Sheboygan.
Well, it's a big general statement, because I think one of the main issues is all of this over-zoning, over-regulation, all the things that they're doing to the people, not only Sheboygan. I've had so many people, Robert, tell me that they passed an ordinance by the county commissioners that actually restricts people from storing their RVs on their own personal property. I mean, this kind of over-regulation is just crazy going on in Sheboygan County. It needs to be fixed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to determine why our new mental health wing that we've opened up at our Sheboygan McLaren Hospital, why they can't staff that. We have tremendous mental health needs in the area, and we have this beautiful new facility with 16 beds in it, and we don't have enough staff to work it.
Well, that sounds like a McLaren Hospital staffing problem. As a county commissioner, what do you think you could do to help influence and help them get employees to work in there to provide the services needed to Sheboygan and Sheboygan County?
We need everything that we can do to encourage housing for workers in this town. We have a bunch of people that are making essentially $12 to $15 an hour, and they can't afford to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're crammed in tiny little motel rooms, and this should not be so. The only thing holding this area back is we need new dwellings for people to live in, and we just don't have that here. And I know that this has been a concern from previous candidates and whatnot, but we need to take a fresh approach and look at this and to see what we can do. We need evening meetings. Now, how in the heck can the average tax-paying city that's out producing come to a 9:30 commissioners meeting? You know, the city council meetings are at night.
Right.
And there seems to be this. I was at the Republican Party meeting in June, and our chief commissioner from John Wallace, he suggested to me that I should probably run for city council rather than, because he doesn't feel that I should take over for his buddy, Rich Sangster, who he said is a tremendous blessing to him. I get that. And I'm not running against Mr. Sangster because he's done a bad job, but I want more. We've got to find a way to figure out how to help our schools to expand the building trades training in this area so that our young people have a job to go to. Instead of trying to get some worthless college degree that isn't going to amount to a hill of beans.
Right.
Working with your hands in the building trades is an admirable goal for
youth. Well, and the thing of it is, Robert, and again, we're speaking with Robert Heikkinen. He is the candidate running in the primary for District 2, which is just the city of Sheboygan. One of the things, Robert, that you're mentioning falls right in line with so many of our sponsors and people, manufacturing people in our northern Michigan area. Give you a perfect example. Tom Moran over at Moran Ironworks, he actually put together a school that teaches welding at the academy there in downtown Unaway. you know, to get workers trained up. But what do? They end up, you know, leaving our area to go find welding jobs across not only Michigan, but the entire country. WellConnect, the factory in Alpena, they had a problem at one time, you know, getting enough workers to make their machines. These kids need to be trained up on these things. And what you're saying basically is you want to work with Tim Tarjeff of the Sheboygan School Board and see if you can help implement some of these type of curriculums within the Sheboygan schools.
There is no doubt about it. You know, we have idle youth that are running around here. They don't even know what to do with themselves. And they should be preparing themselves to work in the building trades rather than this illusion and fantasy of college and basket weaving or the modern-day equivalent thereof.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Hey, Robert, explain real quick here in a couple minutes we have left. Explain to folks your resume, your background, your business experience, your world experience.
Well, I retired in 2017 on a medical disability, and I can't hide the fact that I'm handicapped. I can't go out and knock on doors. I'll be Wednesday at the Republican Party headquarters next to the Secretary of State's office after 5 o'clock. If anyone wants to meet me and reach out to me, you know, I have my Facebook page, Hiking In for Sheboygan County Commissioner, District 2. I encourage people to explore that. I'm not seeking any kind of contributions. What I'm seeking is your vote. Also, Alt County, you know, we have a beautiful lavender farm in the Wolverine area. Why can't we expand that? Why can't we have hemp farming? So we can get more CBD oil, for example.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So you're talking about thinking outside the box. You're thinking about exactly. Major changes, and you just want to do things differently than the current county commissioner.
Exactly, and they, you know, the city council are doing a good job. The city administration, they're doing a good job. But I'll tell you, Randy, I went to city hall yesterday, and if I get elected, the first order of business is to find funding to put a handicap door at City Hall.
Yep, got it.
I had a heck of a time with my walker trying to get in there and get out. And how can you attend city council meetings if you can't even get in the dang place, you know?
All right, so Robert Heikkinen for District 2, the City of Sheboygan County Commissioner candidate. I have personally endorsed him. Please vote for him on the August 6th primary. Robert, thank you so much for running, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just got a couple of text messages. Robert Heikkinen, H-E-I-K-K-I-N-N-E-N. He is running to be county commissioner for the city of Sheboygan in the Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners election. The only problem I have with the current incumbent is he failed to stand up to John Wallace, the long time, way overdue to be replaced, but unfortunately we couldn't get anybody to run against him. John Wallace. John has fought us every step of the way when it comes to Second Amendment rights, and Sangster, the current commissioner, has followed John Wallace's lead. You people that sit on these commissions, you have to be independent of the chair. And the current county commissioner representing the city of Sheboygan hasn't done that. He hasn't stood up to the chair. He's shown absolutely zero leadership. And I believe, and that's why I personally have endorsed Robert Heikkinen for county commissioner in the 2nd District there in the city of Sheboygan. If you live in the city limits, vote for Robert Heikkinen, H-E-I-K-K-I-N-N-E-N. We need change in Sheboygan County Commission Board. Unfortunately, we weren't able to recruit other candidates to challenge these incumbents, but there's going to be another election in 4 years. And I think Robert brings a very interesting perspective to this commission. I think he has some great ideas to work with the schools, to work with the local businesses, to work with the city council, and hold them accountable basically for that paper mill that basically burnt to the ground. There's been no accountability. They have not explained yet how the water mains all broke. They had all kinds of water issues in the city of Sheboygan when they were trying to put out that fire. Why? Are you telling me the infrastructure of the water system is that bad in Sheboygan, in the city limits, that you guys can't put out a fire? Now, I understand it was a paper mill. I get it. I understand the fuel. I understand combustion. I understand all that. It was a target-rich, fuel-rich environment. Heck, you might as well have blown up a gas refinery, probably for the same amount of BTUs that thing took, what, 3-4 days to finally put out? I get it. But at the end of the street, folks, at the end of the street, you're looking at Lake Huron. You got Lake Huron. You got underground water aquifers that are feeding wells in the city of Sheboygan. there was absolutely no reason why the water system failed during that fire. And nobody's being held accountable for the city of Sheboygan. Well, Robert, well, he wants answers. He's told me he wants a full-blown investigation. He wants accountability in the city of Sheboygan. Where is the current commissioner on these positions? Sangster, you want to come on the show? You got my number. We've talked in the past. Give me a call. I'll give you equal time. As I just gave Robert Heikkinen, I'll give you equal time. But I got to be honest with you. You come on the show, you're going to have to answer some questions. You're going to have to answer why you guys refuse to hold night meetings for the Board of Commissioners. Well, John Wallace, the old fart. We tried it a couple times. Nobody showed up. We're not doing it. We're doing it at 9 o'clock in the morning after I get up at probably 4 or 5 in the morning because he's 190 years old. We can't come to meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning. We work. County commissioners' meetings, all meetings should be at night, period. 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, 6:30 to 8, whatever. The working man should be able to come home, take a shower, have a meal, and get up there and watch you guys and listen to what you're doing to us at the city council and at the county commissioner meetings, period, end of discussion. Robert supports that. The current commissioner doesn't. You never stood up to John Wallace. Sorry, bud. Can't support you. You guys get your absentee ballots next day or so. You're going to vote absentee. Vote for Robert Heikkinen. H-E-I-K-K-I-N-N-E-N. We need change on the Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners. And how dare John Wallace approach this handicapped senior and tell him you should have ran for city council instead of county commissioner. Who in the heck do you think you are to tell people they don't have the right to run for office? Man, I'm so fed up with this. You need change, folks, in the city of Sheboygan. You need a new county commissioner. You need him on that board to put pressure on John Wallace to make these changes that we the people want. Eliminate the morning meetings for the Board of Commissioners, night meetings only. Work with the schools, work with McLaren, that mental wing of the hospital. Folks are in pain, folks are hurting. We've got problems in Sheboygan, and you need to fix it. And it all starts with a new county commissioner in District 2, Robert Heikkinen. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in the next half hour. Short break, top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation.